Back at the show arena here at the Warren County 4-H Fair 2025, Chad Baker with WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I've cornered Emily Age. She's the County Extension Director, 4-H Educator for Warren County Purdue Extension. Getting a breath in edgewise here. Remind that folks that are with the Extension, they put in so much work and they run back and forth. How many steps you got on your counter right now, Emily?
I can actually maybe look. I haven't, you know, I've been trying to avoid it because I think it would like be shocking today, but let's see. I have 5,548 steps so far.
And that's just this morning. And keep in mind, you know, there is a walkway between the show building and the office. And then there's a couple of the other buildings here. It's a small fairgrounds. Whenever you see the fairgrounds and you know that you've got 5,500 steps, and that's actually quite a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I guess I have been here since 5 a.m., but I've been doing a lot of sitting and putting this computer in. But the times I've been up, I've definitely been walking back and forth quite a bit.
They need to get you a Segway.
They really do. That would be amazing.
Get there about twice as quick, and or at least until cloning happens, right?
Yeah, until cloning happens, you know, when I can have like three or four, that would be great.
Let's talk about some of the prep work that you guys put into the 2025 edition of the Warren County Fair this year, because there is so many great volunteers that come together. Of course, your staff. Couple weeks ago, whenever I came in, everybody was stapling papers, getting their packets out. There is just a lot of prep work that goes into making a fair like this successful.
There is so much prep work, and I would not be able to do my job or anything else, and this fair would not be what it is without our amazing 4-H volunteers, and especially my office staff, Emily and Mary. Big shout out to them. June is quite a busy month between 4-H camp, pre-fair, and then fair itself. And, you know, we work 6 months on getting prepped and making sure we have sponsors, making sure our ribbons and banners are ordered, making sure kids are enrolled, which starts in October, making calls and making sure they have their projects and things like that. It's just definitely a big affair, and I'm so glad that we get to showcase all week, but it definitely takes a lot of work to get this to where we are right now.
Well, and of course, it's all worthwhile because you guys have such a great group of 4-H'ers here. I mean, there's just so many of them, and they're obviously all really, really involved. So many of them are showing animals, doing projects, and volunteering all at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. I'm so proud of where our Warren County 4-H program has been and is right now. We might be small compared to some of the other programs in the state, but I tell you, we are very mighty. We're second to none in these kids, and they give all their time back. I've watched kids all week. They've continuously come up and say, what can I do to help you? They've been here long into the night with me until midnight getting the show ring set. And, you know, I would not want to be any other place. It's just amazing. The families, the kids, you can't beat it here.
Absolutely. Let's talk about heading into the weekend here. What does it look like for the fair? What all you have coming up this weekend here after our coverage ends up wrapping up?
Yeah, so again, some of our shows, we have the Sheep and Goat Show. We have 4-H Olympics, which is always a really good time at night, and the Horse and Pony Show. And then we have Thursday, the Swine Show with Dan's Fish Fry coming and the Sweepstakes Show. And then Friday, we round out our livestock shows with the Beef Show. So very big. And then the auction on Saturday, which is always a big hit too.
Absolutely. A lot of folks looking forward to that auction Saturday. Do you guys have a lot up for auction?
We will not know that. We just got the animals in, but now we get to sign them up throughout the week. We usually have about 70 to 74 lots in that auction, so hopefully we'll stay that same this year.
Absolutely. So let's kind of make this a little more all-encompassing here, because obviously Purdue Extension does just a lot more than just the Warren County Fair, but let's talk about Warren County, what's on the horizon here for Purdue Extension as well as 4-H here within the next year. By the time that the 2026 Warren County Fair comes around, that may come to fruition.
Yeah, so there's always things going on for Purdue Extension. I know that we'll be at the community street fair coming in July, which we are always excited to be a part of. We are always excited about our trunk or treat in October, which last year was blown away by the amount of community support we had. We had about 40 trunks come and set up, and probably over 1,000 people come and visit us, which was awesome. We have a lot of different things going on. We have a newsletter that keeps everyone up to date on upcoming programs and things like that. Right now, my mind is just fair, so it's hard to see outside, but we also have State Fair coming up in August that we work at. So definitely follow our newsletter and we can keep everyone up to date.
What's the best way for folks to get involved with Warren County, either get in to know, get that information, and reach out to you?
Definitely send me an email or call our office. My email is ade0@purdue.edu. And then our office phone number is 765-762-3231. And we're always welcoming and welcoming people in. So.
Well, I'm going to let you rest, get that breath of fresh air and the cool air here in the arena. And hopefully everybody gets a nice weekend here before it gets hot here on the other side of the weekend.
I'm very hopeful that the weather stays. I can do this. I'm hoping it does not get any hotter.
Yeah, and definitely that the rain stays away, because we like those sunny days.
We love the sunny days. I'll do overcast, but the rain would definitely throw a wrench into having some fun at fair.
Absolutely. Well, Emily, always great catching up with you. All the best, and we'll catch up again next year.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Chad.
That's Emily Ade. She is with the Purdue Extension, also the 4-H educator here at the Warren County 4-H Fair. We've got a lot more coming up here. Keep it tuned to WITY. I'm Chad Baker.